We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's more Willie P on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Willie P is in the building. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Radio.com is how you get in touch with us. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line's open at 404-741-0929. Texter from the 404 says this. He says, the Atlanta fan base is always screaming about getting a mobile QB. The Seattle Seahawks have a mobile QB, and earlier in the season, I thought he was the best in the league. A lot of other folks did, too. I kept hearing on your station how bad Matt Ryan was and how good Russell Wilson was because he could run from trouble. Both QBs now sitting and watching the postseason. It shows how much there is more simply than being a mobile quarterback. Also, another one says, games Matt won in 2020, Chicago, Dallas, Detroit, Tampa, the first one. How did you even watch any Falcons games? I'd watched plenty of Falcons games. They didn't win those games, though. None of those games were Falcon victories. None of those games were Falcon victories. So that's part of the reason they didn't win complimentary football. I watched all 16 Falcons games. Not only did I watch all 16 Falcons games, but I did a post-game show and a pre-game show chronicling all of them. I understand that Matt played well in games, but the complimentary football aspect didn't happen in those four contests. Again, you had Chicago and the defense broke down. Dallas, we all know what happened with the onside kick. Detroit, Todd Gurley scores when he shouldn't have. And Tampa, Tom Brady does what he does down the stretch, and we obviously collapse in the end of the contest. So to me, if you look at the situation that this team is now finding itself in, too much of this season, we have had inconsistencies on both sides of the football, and that's part of the reason why we sit where we are, trying to rebuild this team from the ground up. It is Willie P here with you on Sports Radio 99 The Game. It's time to get you into everything that's happening in the Atlanta sports world and beyond with what's happening.
Peter, what?
What?
What's happening?
And again, part of that head coaching search and general manager search sits at the feet of Arthur Blank, who obviously as an owner wants to try and figure out the best way forward for this franchise. Of course, we talked a lot about the future of Matt and Julio. He says he has no idea how long Matt and Julio will be here.
What I think is important, most important, is that we hire people who are, the very best at their jobs, that goes without saying, who will come forward with a plan for us to, you know, have a championship team, a competitive team, et cetera. And that may include Matt and Julio for now, for the next 2 years, 3 years, or may not. I have no idea.
Arthur Blank speaking to the media alongside Rich McKay about the head coach and GM search, which right now enters its second week. We talked about the guys who were the basically front runners, Terry Fontenot, Rick Smith, and possibly one other unnamed guy in that search. Basically all the front runners. Head coach search is a lot more wide open right now. We'll see if we get any news here middle part of this week. If I had to guess, the GM search is going to come first, and the head coaching search will follow alongside it. Again, don't take in any really stock in the fact that you're doing these interviews simultaneously. Both sides are being kind of briefed, I would say, of the cognizance of each hire when it comes to which guy would want to work with another person. We talked also about the Terry Fontenot and Joe Brady connection, them going back obviously to New Orleans. That has been talked about as a potential hypothesis for the direction the Falcons want to go in. Three games yesterday, three games today, Super Wild Card weekend here on the National Football League postseason. You'll hear the games beginning at the bottom of the hour here, thanks to Westwood One on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It was Buffalo defeating Indianapolis 27-24 behind a pretty good day from Josh Allen, not only passing and throwing the football. They gutted one out in Western New York.
Well, we found a way to win the close one. You know, on the offensive side of the ball, there's still some things that we need to clean up, myself especially. A couple of protections here or there, a couple of times with the ball. Can't take that sack fumble, you know, going in late in the fourth quarter.
Josh Allen, the head, the quarterback, rather, of the Buffalo Bills. Frank Reich made some what I would call questionable decisions going forward on fourth and goal from the plus 4 yard line instead of taking the 3 points. Many thought the momentum of the game changed with that potential play, and also the situation that took place late in the contest, going for two down eight, ended up paying off the way that they wanted it to because they got a 2-point conversion on the next touchdown. They fall 3 points short, a chip shot field goal missed by Rodrigo Blankenship, and that game could have possibly gone to overtime instead, but the Bills advance and await their next opponent, which will become more clear when it comes down to the two games that are played today on the AFC side of the ledger. Two NFC games played yesterday, including the Rams' victory over division rival Seattle 30-20. Jared Goff comes off the bench, goes 9 of 19 amid a thumb injury. John Wolford started in his place and then was injured early in the football game, went down with a horrific-looking neck injury. They say he is okay, but Goff toughed one out for head coach Sean McVay. Meanwhile, on the other side, Seattle, head coach Pete Carroll beside himself.
I have no place in my brain for this outcome. We were planning on winning and moving on and getting going and playing really good football and doing the stuff we needed to do to win. You know, their defense was really effective today. The two turnovers were really costly. It's what how it goes. You look at our whole season. When we take care of the football, and we don't give it up, and we win. And today, that, you know, being down two, it's really hard to overcome it. You can do it. We just haven't.
Pete Carroll, of course, the head coach of Seattle. Really, I would say, disappointing season for them. And Ken Roundtree and I were talking about this during one of the breaks. You know, Russell Wilson is somebody who, over the course of the last 3 years, has had issues when it comes to the way he is played in the middle parts of seasons. He's always started out very well in the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season. Last year, and even this year both, he started out looking like an MVP candidate, and people were saying this could be the year that we finally see Russ cook and get an MVP award. But middle part of the season has always been a struggle for him, though it seems like in the end of the season and going into the postseason, he's always played better. It just never really got together for him and Seattle, who follows that a disappointing home playoff loss against their division rivals. Again, the Rams await their fate when it comes to the situation that takes place later on today with New Orleans and Chicago. Of course, the other NFC contest also happened last night, a victory for Tampa Brady. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 31-23 win over the Washington football team. Tom Brady with his first playoff win with a team not named New England. He said they played well, but they need to play better next week in order to get themselves past the divisional round.
You know, you'd love to play great every game. You know, I think it's good to win in advance. And, you know, if we don't play well next week, you know, we're not gonna be happy. So glad we won. Glad we got another week of work. And we're going to go in there and try to do a much better job this week and get ready for whoever our opponent is. It's going to be a good one. And we're going to have to go play great football.
Baltimore and Tennessee kicks off the action here at 1 o'clock. Again, a game you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rematch of last year's divisional round matchup. Can Lamar get off the schneid? 0-2 in playoff games, including a loss last year in the divisional round against these Titans. Derrick Henry in that contest a year ago, 195 yards, and also threw a touchdown pass. Two of the top rushing offenses in all of NFL football. Chicago and New Orleans, I don't give the Bears much opportunity in this one, despite the fact that it is my man Hugh Douglas's Super Bowl pick. I think the road ends here for the Monsters of the Midway. Chicago, very fraudulent. I think NOLA should roll. Saints, by the way, most rushing yards since the Sean Payton era began 14 years ago, 2,265 yards combined. A lot of that on the shoulders of Alvin Kamara, who will be back for New Orleans today. He has missed last week and a half to 2 weeks because of COVID-19, was not on the field at all. Should be back, though, for this contest, as should Michael Thomas, who's been dealing with a plethora of injuries for this point of the season. Cleveland and Pittsburgh, of course, we know about the COVID situation with the Browns. No Kevin Stefanski for the game today. Mike Pfeiffer, the special teams coach, will take over. Alex Van Pelt will call the plays. Steelers 20-1 since moving into Heinz Field from Three Rivers Stadium, all time against Cleveland in that building. Steelers, though, will have to do it through the air. The run game has not been kind for them. They were dead last in both yards rushing and yards per carry, just 3.6 a clip, and they also will not have cornerback Joe Hayden in the lineup for them today. It's been a struggle for our Atlanta Hawks, who have lost now four straight back-to-back defeats to the hands of the rival Hornets up I-85, a 113 to a 105 victor loss last night for Charlotte. So Charlotte beating Atlanta, 113-105, as Trae Young once again struggled from the field, 7 of 28 shooting. The Hawks losing Bogey Bogdanovich in the contest as well. Lloyd Pierce saying, the fact that they're banged up means they have to push through a very tough slog in their schedule.
You know, I think as simple as it may sound, you know, we had, I think, two or three shots to cut it, to tie into that lead, 76-79. They were up. We had a couple good looks, Brandon, I think, in solo. And to me, that possession summed up the rest of the game. We couldn't make the open shots, and they hit a couple big ones. And all of a sudden, you think you can tie the ball game up and kind of swing the momentum. But, you know, they made big shots at a timely manner, and we didn't. And then we were just playing scramble from there.
Two games against Charlotte. Trae Young goes 7 of 28 from the field and 0 of 8 from downtown. The Hawks also lose Bogey Bogdanovich in the contest to a knee injury. Lloyd Pierce saying after the game, it looks like he's going to be out for a while. The Hawks do get a potential break here tomorrow because they do host a Philadelphia 76ers team that had to play without the services of both Joel Embiid and also Ben Simmons, who had injuries in the game against Denver last night. They also do not have Seth Curry or Tobias Harris because of COVID-19 virus concerns. But of course, if those guys can come back possibly for Philadelphia, you could possibly see a resurgence from the Sixers, who are 7-3 at this point of the season. And then after that, Hawks go on a long road trip out west beginning in the middle part of the week. Willie P is in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. One more segment to go before we hand you off to football. It's the one where we basically put all the stories that fit nowhere else in the show. It's called The Kicker, and it's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Here's more Willie P on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Couple of comments to hit up on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line before we head to the kicker. Ron says, I wish Bill O'Brien was still in Houston so the Falcons could trick him into trading for Deshaun Watson. Touche, salesman. Hey, let's also pump the brakes on Houston all of a sudden being smart because they hired Nick Caserio, by the way. Like that to me, again, I feel like they're grasping at a fountain that's pretty much dry, and it's not as if the Belichick tree has really been a fountain of fruition, if you will, when it comes to people who have flourished from that particular organization. It's not like you all of a sudden rubber stamp that and it turns into something great. See, of course, Bill O'Brien in that regard. Also, Texter getting in on Lloyd Pierce, and look, I will give Lloyd Pierce benefit of the doubt here. He's basically playing without any of the new additions that Travis Schlenk had on this roster, with the exception of Clint Capella, Solomon Hill, and Tony Snell, who's yet to see the floor. So while I feel like when it comes to this team's issues, a lot of people are going to point at the feet of Lloyd Pierce, they're getting good looks, they're not making shots, and they're also doing it without a vast majority of the guys who you brought to try and actually improve this team. No Rondo, no Gallo, and now no Bogey for what is believed to be a significant amount of time. Again, we have nothing, no further word on his injury other than from what we heard last night. Damon goes on the Twitter, by the way, he says, I think you might be high. Matt Ryan is way more than serviceable, but agree his best chance at Super Bowl is somewhere else, maybe Washington. I'm not high. It's just, I'm just telling you, I don't see the fit. I'm sorry. It is what it is. He is basically a dinosaur in the National Football League, and his best chance to win a Super Bowl is with a roster that's a lot more complete than what ours is right now. I hate that people certainly looking at it and saying that if you look at it and you say, oh my goodness, this is the guy you want to use to try and build your franchise over the next couple of years. I just don't see it with this Falcon franchise. And I also feel like it devalues this job in a way. Like people keep on talking about, you know, even Eric Edholm said last hour, he said this job actually was a lot more attractive than people thought it was initially. I think a lot of people thought of it because of the fact that Rich McKay was the boogeyman, but I think that has also been tamped down by people. I also think part of the reason why is might be the fact that this organization is probably more open to moving on from either Matt and or Julio than initially believed. It is Willie P in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get on over to NFL playoff football, it's time to give you the kicker.
We're talking about our kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. What has the sports world come to? We're talking about kickers. He has ruined kickers for life.
I don't like the sound of them apples, Will.
I don't like it, don't like it, don't like it.
The current scuttlebutt, by the way, with regards to Deshaun Watson, according to Chris Mortensen of ESPN, this is literally out in the last couple of seconds, is that apparently they're talking about a switch between Houston and Miami for Tua Tagovailoa, which would be a wow. Imagine giving up on Tua with that little of a sample size with regards to him. Like that would be a wow move. And would certainly vault Miami up to the top. Of course, these two franchises have traded before. When you think about the fact that Miami currently holds the number 3 overall pick that they got from Houston, I'm wondering if possibly that pick could be coming back the way of Houston if, in fact, Tua goes in that deal that is being reported by ESPN's Chris Mortensen. Ken, I know you wanted to get in and talk about your brand new Christmas present, which is it a Ninja or is it just a regular air fryer?
It's not a Ninja. I don't know what the brand is, but it's kind of cool. My mom gave it to me. I didn't know I even wanted it because I don't have a stove. I don't have like a stove or oven where I live. So she gave me this thing, and it looks like a microwave, but it has all these different settings where you can bake in it, you can do pizzas, you know, but it's also an air fryer.
Crazy.
So, like, I'm here making, like, cinnamon rolls and everything the last few mornings and, like, you know, some bread, like, you know, the croissant rolls or something like that. But my next thing is to try to do the wings.
Exactly. Crazy. I haven't jumped on the air fryer bandwagon yet. But I might do so here in the next couple of weeks just because people keep on talking about it. I did want to at least get this in before we end. An homage to one of the greats. Tommy Lasorda passes away at the age of 93, and I just had to play for you one of my favorite Lasorda bits from back in his time with Los Angeles.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was f***. Put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with 3 home runs. What the can you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his of his performance? He hit 3 home runs. I'm off to lose the game, and you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
I just did.
That's right.
That is Tommy Lasorda, gone at the age of 93, a full life, and also to me... I want the field manager back to a position of prominence in baseball because to me, now a manager is basically a patsy. To me, I feel like the GM has a lot more power. I think that's one of the biggest problems in baseball right now is we need more personality. We need more colorful managers like Tommy Lasorda. That's my time for this week. Thanks to Ken Roundtree, Eric Edholm, Caleb Johnson. I'm back with you in a little bit. NFL football comes your way next. Until next time, so long. Willie P is out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.